Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 39. No major problems have been reported across the state on this election day in Wisconsin. Municipal clerks have been reporting steady to heavy turnouts, most saying they're on track to meet the state's predicted voter turnout. The latest update from the State Elections Commission says their phones have been busy, with most callers simply looking for their polling place or with questions about acceptable photo IDs. Several callers wanted their ballots counted by hand instead of by machine, but were told the ballots must be tallied by the equipment in use by their community. Local clerks also reporting few issues other than those normally encountered during high-profile elections. The polls close tonight at 8, however, anyone in line at that time will still be allowed to cast a ballot. A man from Illinois is facing charges in Racine County following a high-speed chase on I-94 Sunday afternoon. 23-year-old Antonio Armstrong of Aurora has been charged with first-degree recklessly endangering safety and fleeing police. According to court documents, a state trooper attempted to stop a vehicle on the interstate in the area of Highway 20, but the driver took off at a high rate of speed. During the pursuit, speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour, and the fleeing vehicle cut off multiple cars. The trooper ended the pursuit in the area of Highway G. About a half hour later, the driver and the vehicle, which had been reported stolen in Illinois, were located in South Milwaukee. Armstrong was transported to the Racine County Jail, where he allegedly became combative with jail staff and was eventually tased. Armstrong was scheduled to appear in court today to face the charges. However, according to online court records, he refused to appear and a new court date was set for tomorrow. A pedestrian was struck by a car and killed Monday night in the 5500 block of Washington Road in Kenosha. It happened about 8:30 p.m. The victim, identified as 19-year-old Kenosha resident LaVonta McMath, was found with major trauma. While Flight for Life was called, he died at the scene. A news release indicates the eastbound vehicle was driven by a 20-year-old Kenosha man, and McMath was struck while crossing the street without benefit of a crosswalk or traffic signal. The State Patrol is helping Kenosha police with the investigation. The Racine Redevelopment Authority confirmed the end of the $1 purchase program for buildings needing inside and outside work in the uptown, which got little response over the years, but for which the operator of one business called Baby Express had wanted to acquire 1511 Washington Avenue. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining the $1 purchase program ended about 5 years ago, and the applicant was redirected to the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. On the recent news that Regency Mall's incoming new ownership is Hull Development, Sadowski said initial discussions with them indicate they want to be involved in the community.
Bays. Really like to work with communities to improve the approaches to their properties, to improve and work with other businesses that they improve their properties, because they see that all as a good investment of their time to make their malls a success. And then they also have some ideas that they'd like to apply to the Regency Mall. It's an exciting time.
Sadowski also updated the RDA on work scheduled next year on the Machinery Row project, as well as a potential buyer for the last city-owned parcel at Olson Industrial Park. Racine County's 2016 camping season ended October 31st, and it appears to have been a record setter for the use of facilities. Over 7,500 nights of reservations at Cliffside and Sanders Parks. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson told County Board supervisors the popularity of camping bodes well for a potential site on the West End.
I think it's time. It actually shows in our park and open space plan a campground on the West End somewhere. Why that was never done, I don't know. I don't have any details at this time, but one of my personal missions that I hope to bring forward through a future budget process and hopefully with some grant funding attached to it is going to be to develop a campground on the West End of Racine County.
Anderson said she would check to see if federal grant money called LawCom could be used in the creation of another campsite in western Racine County. The Racine area will play host to next year's fall tourism convention, which will bring about 1,200 travel professionals to the area next November. Real Racine is hosting the annual educational conference and trade show at the Racine Architect Hotel on Washington Avenue. Real Racine CEO Dave Blank says the participants will be encouraged to visit the area's unique attractions, including the Frank Lloyd Wright designed architecture at the SC Johnson campus, the Racine Art Museum, and the lakefront. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.